1 Kings 12, 20 through 1 Kings 13. And it came about, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had returned, that they sent word and called him to the assembly, and made him king over all Israel. None except the tribe of Judah alone followed the house of David. Now when Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah, and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen warriors, to fight against the house of Israel to restore the kingdom to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, "Tell Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and the rest of the people, saying, This is what the Lord says, You shall not go up, nor fight against your relatives, the sons of Israel. Return, every man to his house, for this thing has come from me." So they listened to the word of the Lord, and returned to go their way in accordance with the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and lived there. And he went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom will return to the house of David. If this people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will return to their Lord, to Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Judah." So the king consulted, and he made 2 golden calves. And he said to the people, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, your gods, Israel, that brought you up from the land of Egypt." And he set one up in Bethel, and he put the other in Dan. Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. And he made houses on high places, and appointed priests from all the people who were not the sons of Levi. Jeroboam also instituted a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like the feast that is in Judah. And he went up to the altar. So he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves which he had made. And he stationed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. Then he went up to the altar which he had made in Bethel on the 15th day in the 8th month, the month that he had devised in his own heart. And he instituted a feast for the sons of Israel, and went up to the altar to burn incense. Now behold, a man of God came from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, while Jeroboam was standing at the altar to burn incense. And he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord, and said, "Altar, altar, this is what the Lord says. Behold, a son shall be born to the house of David, Josiah by name. And on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and human bones shall burn on you." Then he gave a sign on the same day, saying, "This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be torn to pieces, and the ashes which are on it shall be poured out." Now when the king heard the statement of the man of God, which he cried out against the altar in Bethel, Jeroboam stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, "Seize him!" But his hand which he had stretched out toward him dried up, and he could not draw it back to himself. The altar was also torn to pieces, and the ashes were poured out from the altar, in accordance with the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king responded, and said to the man of God, "Please appease the Lord your God, and pray for me, so that my hand may be restored to me." So the man of God appeased the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him, and it became as it was before. Then the king said to the man of God, "Come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a gift." But the man of God said to the king, "If you were to give me half your house, I would not go with you, nor would I eat bread or drink water in this place. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, You shall not eat bread nor drink water, nor return by the way that you came." So he went another way, and did not return by the way that he had come to Bethel. Now an old prophet was living in Bethel, and his sons came to him and told him all the deeds which the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoke to the king. These also they reported to their father. And their father said to them, "Which way did he go?" Now his sons had seen the way that the man of God who came from Judah had gone. Then he said to his sons, "Saddle the donkey for me." So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode away on it. So he went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak, and he said to him, "Are you the man of God who came from Judah?" And he said, "I am." And then he said to him, "Come home with me and eat bread." But he said, "I cannot return with you, nor come with you, nor will I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. For a command came to me by the word of the Lord, 'You shall not eat bread nor drink water there. Do not return by going the way that you came.'" Then he said to him, "I too am a prophet like you. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, 'Bring him back with you to your house, so that he may eat bread and drink water.' But he lied to him. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. Now it came about, as they were sitting down at the table, that the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back. And he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, 'This is what the Lord says: Because you have disobeyed the command of the Lord, and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but have returned and eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which he said to you, "You are not to eat bread nor drink water," your dead body will come to the grave of your fathers. It came about, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled the donkey for him, for the prophet whom he had brought back. Now when he had gone, a lion met him on the way and killed him, and his body was thrown on the road, with the donkey standing beside it. The lion also was standing beside the body, and behold, men passed by and saw the body thrown on the road, and the lion standing beside the body. So they came and told about it in the city where the old prophet had lived. Now when the prophet who had brought him back from the way heard about it, he said, "It is the man of God who disobeyed the command of the Lord. Therefore the Lord has given him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him, in accordance with the word of the Lord which he spoke to him." Then he spoke to his sons, saying, "Saddle the donkey for me." And they saddled it. Then he went and found his body thrown on the road, with the donkey and the lion standing beside the body. The lion had not eaten the body nor harmed the donkey. So the prophet picked up the body of the man of God and laid it on the donkey and brought it back. And he came to the city of the old prophet to mourn and to bury him. He laid his body in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, "Oh, my brother." And after he had buried him, he talked to his sons, saying, "When I die, bury me in the grave in which the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For the thing will certainly come to pass, which he cried out by the word of the Lord against the altar that is in Bethel, and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria." After this event, Jeroboam did not abandon his evil way, but he again appointed priests of the high places from all the people. Anyone who wanted, he ordained, and he became one of the priests of the high places. This event also became a sin in the house of Jeroboam, even to wipe it out and eliminate it from the face of the earth. John 5. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool which in Hebrew is called Bethesda, having five porticos. In these porticos lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, limping, or paralyzed. Now a man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Jesus, upon seeing this man lying there, and knowing that he had already been in that condition for a long time, said to him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk." Immediately the man became well, and picked up his pallet and began to walk. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. So the Jews were saying to the man who was cured, "It is a Sabbath, and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet." But he answered them, "He who made me well was the one who said to me, 'Pick up your pallet and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Pick it up and walk'?" But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and informed the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. For this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on a Sabbath. But he answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." For this reason, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Therefore, Jesus answered and was saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in the same way. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all the things that he himself is doing. And the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes. For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. The one who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but he has passed out of death into life. Truly, truly, I say to you, a time is coming, and even now has arrived, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself, and he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice, and will come out, those who did good deeds, to a resurrection of life, those who committed the bad deeds, to a resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies about me, and I know that the testimony which he gives about me is true. You have sent messengers to John, and he has testified to the truth. But the testimony I receive is not from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was the lamp that was burning and shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony I have is greater than the testimony of John, for the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, testify about me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has testified about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. Also, you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in him who sent me. You examine the scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life. And it is those very scriptures that testify about me. And yet you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe, when you accept glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have put your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Revelation 5. I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open this scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look into it. Then I began to weep greatly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to be able to open the scroll and its seven seals." And I saw between the throne, with the four living creatures, and the elders, a lamb standing, as if slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to break its seals. You were slaughtered, and you purchased people for God with your blood from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You have made them into a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." Then I looked and heard the voices of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing." And I heard every created thing which is in heaven, or on the earth, or under the earth, or on the sea, and all the things in them, saying, "To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be the blessing, the honor, the glory, and the dominion forever and ever." And the four living creatures were saying, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. Proverbs 26, 1 through 9. Like snow in summer, and like rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, so a curse without cause does not come to rest. A whip is for the horse, and a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his foolishness, or you will also be like him. Answer a fool as his foolishness deserves, so that he will not be wise in his own eyes. One who sends a message by the hand of a fool chops off his own feet and drinks violence. Like useless legs to one who cannot walk, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like one who binds a stone in a sling, so is one who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn that sticks in the hand of a heavy drinker, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, as on Aaron's beard, the oil which ran down upon the edges of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For the Lord commanded the blessing there, life forever.